Smith Media.
When I was 14, I saw it in the Simcoe Reformer, and for $400, I went and purchased it when I was a kid working through the summer. I was working down at the fish plant in Dover, and it was time to buy a car, so that was the first car I bought, and then fixed it up. And a couple of years later, I bought a 64 SS Chevelle, and I drove that for 3 summers, and worked on it, and had it painted, and then I sold it to buy my 68 Camaro. And I just love working on cars, so it was fun, you know, making them work and driving them. But that's what it was all about, was driving. About fixing it up and making it into a show car or anything like that. It was about driving it and working on it as I was driving it. You know, changing starters on the side of the road. you know, the odd toe here and there. But it was just a lot of fun using tools and doing mechanical things and research and trying to fit the whole puzzle together, you know, trying to figure out where to get the parts, because that was before they had all these catalogs and all these reproduction parts. You had to go to the junkyard and buy the part if you could find it.
And hope that whatever you were buying was still working, like the starter or whatever.
Sure, yeah. And hoping that it would fit. And sometimes they wouldn't fit, and sometimes they would. In that 65 Impala, I bought a white SS interior out of the junkyard in St. Williams. And my friend was the son of the junkyard owner. And for probably a couple of years, I wanted that SS interior, and he wouldn't sell it to me. Then finally, he sold it to me, and I brought it home. And I took some Ajax and some Comet, or made up some kind of solution. Cleaned the seat, and it came up like brand new.
Oh, great.
Not one stitch on any of those seams was broken or anything. It was just amazing. The whole console and everything. It was a beautiful car. The guy who bought it really got a good deal. But, just working with cars is a lot of fun. It keeps your mind active, and the kids are getting into helping me work on the El Camino now, on my 66 El Camino, and that's what I've always hoped they would do. But they weren't into it at the beginning, but they seem to be more into it now, especially with Gil with his license, and he's buying it up quite a bit. But he's not helping as much as Liam is, who probably has no desire to ever drive it.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it's sort of fun just working with things like that. And parts.
That's like a conservation sort of thing. You don't only just love the car, but you like the idea of finding kind of like a gem in the rough and then bringing it back and
trying to enjoy it. Original. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So someone else will end up owning that car, and hopefully it'll be in the family. But it'd be nice just to keep it running.